People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos. Hosted by D.B. Spitzer. Produced by D.B. Spitzer. Episode 603. Series 6. Episode 3. Portland Horror Film Festival. Weird Book 35. A shout out to A New Winter. It's on darkmyths.org. It's an audio drama podcast. It's the winter of 2000. In a small village in the UK. And a family has been brutally murdered in suspicious circumstances. A New Winter. Find it on darkmyths.org. Thank you for listening. People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos. Greetings, listeners. This is I, D.B. Spitzer, here to talk to you once again about the Cthulhu Mythos. Its books, its monsters, its unfortunate human casualties, its timeline in general, and even its tangential bits, like the Dreamlands, or things of a weird nature, or things that are Lovecraftian leaning. Once more we head into the dark woods. Once again we walk down the lightless stone staircase in the middle of nowhere.
It's great to be able to incorporate local, you know, local horror community folks like Horror Brew into events like this. And I'm going to invite if any of you do local horror-oriented stuff, talk to us. We might want to have you involved in next year's festival.
That was from this last weekend in Portland, Oregon, my hometown. So we're going to be talking about the Portland Horror Festival, Film Festival, at the Hollywood Theater. Let me read a little bit from the brochure. Welcome to Year 2. Independent filmmakers are the lifeblood of the horror genre. Most of the notable names in horror made those names with small indie films that challenge the mainstream. More than any other genre, horror relies on new filmmakers with new ways to scare us. This year we are presenting over 40 films from 15 different countries. The wide diversity on display showcases the heights of horror can achieve when unfettered by the committee filmmaking of the studio system. When we're through with you, we think you're going to have a hard time going back to the multiplex. Brian and Gwen Callahan, June 2017, Portland, Oregon. And yeah, it was really great. I highly recommend the Portland Horror Film Festival. I liked quite a few of the films. On Thursday, the feature film was Happy Hunting, which I really did enjoy. And Happy Hunting, Martin Dingle Wall stars as an alcoholic drifter. After setting out on what should be a simple journey, he must battle withdrawal and psychotic rednecks after he becomes the target of a deranged sporting event. Director Joe Dicht and Louis Gibson cast Martin Dingle Wall and Kenny Wormald. I also enjoyed You Made Me Love You, which I actually spoke to one of the directors of that, Nicholas Hafner. A bump in the night causes a man to go exploring through his memories. You Made Me Love Me, 3 minutes. Nicholas Hafner, Hao Shen, Whitney Walters, Bing Zhu, Ying Zhu, and Tai Nyi Yin. What else did I really like? There was I should have run, directed by Gabriela Staniszewska. One dark night, a woman encounters something strange and terrifying on her walk home. I should have run. Black and white film, very, very cool. Really nice contrast. Highly recommend you track it down however you can. Check it out. Really great horror. The Dark Hunger. They took away his memory and his life, but they gave him something worse than death. Director Anthony Williams. It's a very, very dark story about a man who consumes people. And that's not giving anything away. Blackbird, that was pretty cool. That was director Tim Fellingham, Charlotte Stennett Nielsen. Two souls cross path in an isolated wilderness and try to piece things back together again. Other two that I liked were Death Metal, which a metalhead gets a demonic guitar passed down And the guitar is from Satan. It comes with a set of rules which are not heeded, and madness and death ensue. And probably about, I don't know, 50 gallons, no, probably more like 100 gallons of corn syrup and, it was looser than corn syrup. Probably some sort of xanthan gum water mixture, cornstarch water mixture, and red dye. But yeah, lots of blood. And what was the last one that I really enjoyed? Atlas World. A malignant spirit forces a girl into a perilous journey through a watery underworld. It's a beautiful, beautiful, scary, scary, spooky short film. It's about 7 minutes. It's directed by Morgana McKenzie. You have to find Atlas World. That was one I really, really enjoyed. There was a lot of really, really good movies there, and I still gotta say, go next year. That was just Thursday. Friday. There was a ton of stuff Friday that was just amazing to watch. Popcorn Slashers, Your Date Is Here, A Birthday Treat, Menace, Dick Eaters. Yeah, Dick Eaters. It's got some drag queens, and it's got some dudes who are gonna get their dicks eaten. And also, please excuse the uncouth vernacular to describe female genitalia, but they said pussy a lot. And actually, I'm thinking about it. I think I heard the word pussy this weekend through the horror films, because, you know, they tend to use kind of debased language in horror films when depicting people of an unsavory nature. That and smoking, I've noticed nowadays. So, yeah. Yeah. And these are horror films, and bad people have to die, so why not people who say pussy? What else was there? There was Holiday Fear, As They Come to Fall, Black Ring, That's My Boy, and yeah, there were some fun bumpers, like That's My Boy. Let's see, Gift of the Woods, Couples Night. No, Couples Night was Saturday. I'm looking too far ahead. But the feature film on Saturday was Huldra, Lady of the Forest. This was so awesome. I love this movie so much. It was a Swedish film. Director Ove Valskog, featuring Rebecca Laby and Hans Müller. Yeah, no. I'll read the description. When Donna's life crashes, she receives a phone call from Martin, a childhood friend, who wants her to join him for an adventure in the wilderness with some of their other childhood friends. One of them knows of a strange, hermetic, hippie-like society out in the wilderness and sets up an adventure. The group sets off, and as they are drawn deeper into the forest, reality begins to shift in some ways none of them could have imagined. They came looking for adventure, but nothing could have prepared them for what lies in wait. Yeah, it was really good. I highly recommend it. If you can find Huldra, Lady of the Forest, find it. Saturday's feature film, I kept falling asleep because, unfortunately, not because of the film wasn't good or anything, director Monica Dees, but I can't really give it a good recommendation because I kept falling asleep because, I work nights and my schedule was so out of whack, and I kept falling asleep during it, and it was a really beautiful, like, the parts that I could see. None of it made sense because I kept falling asleep, and I hope I didn't snore, and I apologize to people around me if my snoring or anything like that. So, yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, Saturday night, we had No Peeking Cindy as one of the bumpers, which was pretty funny and disturbing. For a Good Time Call, was also kind of disturbing. The Madam in Black, Couples Nights, One Small Step, Chateau Sauvignon Terror. Probably said the last part wrong. The Scared One, Flies, Others Like You, Earworm. If you have problems with, like, stuff with ears. I know people have problems with like people touching their eyes and freak out about that, or like holes in skin, not like a drilled hole, but like a hole in skin. People like if someone has like a really big pore or like a dent in their skin, some people get really creeped out. If you have problems with like ear stuff, do not watch Earworm. If you are grossed out easily, do not watch Earworm. If you like dark humor, check out Earworm. It's really good. Hope. Hope, quite a fun zombie love story. Vandella Day. It's an interesting bumper. There's Claire and Bruno, A Story of Love and Fresh Meat. Yeah, it's an interesting one. There was a Blood Sport, which was a fun bumper. And Serpent's Lullaby. I believe it was a period piece, and it had kind of a spooky, sexy, cool vibe to it. And yeah, then there was the one that I fell asleep during, and I apologize again. I wish I could have reviewed it a little bit better. So that was the Portland Horror Film Festival. I signed up to be a patron of horror. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, which I'm on all three as PGTTCM, you can see that I took a picture of the screen where my name was almost in the middle, like my legal name, not DB Spitzer, but anyway. Also, I got a cool t-shirt, a pass, and a cool necklace thingy. It's all rubber and wooden paint, and it was pretty cool. And I got to go to Sam's Billiards, Sam's Hollywood Billiards on Twitter. And yeah, talk to filmmakers, talk to other people there, write this stuff while drinking gin. And I'm looking forward to the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival in Portland next year. I saw in the pamphlet for this year's Portland Horror Film Festival that F. Paul Wilson will be the guest of honor, author of The Keep and Repairman Jack series. Here's a little bit that Gwen Callahan talked about regarding women and women in horror and fees that were waived and all this other stuff that was really an integral part of this year, I really personally felt it. So here's Gwen talking about stuff. I had asked her really nice, and she was like, yeah, no problem.
Did I pick up the wrong one? Hello, and welcome to Saturday afternoon of the Portland Horror Film Festival. I'm Gwen Callahan, and this is Brian Callahan, and we are the directors of the festival. We also run the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival, and decided that we needed to have a platform for not, like, just the audience, so that's where this came in. And last year was our first year. We are wrapping up our second year here, and we just really appreciate you all coming out and demonstrating your good taste in supporting indie horror films. So give yourselves a round of applause. So we are about to show you a block of short films. They range from funny to scary, funny gross to gross. Feel free to laugh at the funny parts and be scared at the scared parts, and clutch your neighbor if you need to. Ask first, maybe they'll so get that. A few of the films that we are showing today are from our Women in Horror promotion that we did during February in an effort to support having more women filmmakers on the screen. We waived submission fees for women filmmakers during the month of February. And that's part of a Women in Horror nationwide program, too. So we're very excited about that. We got a lot more women directors on the screen this year, like I think twice as many as last year. A couple of them are here with us today. Tara Price and Simone Kiesel will be joining us on stage for a Q&A after the shorts.
Wasn't that cool? Wasn't that great? Okay, so yeah, it was fun, And it was cool talking to her. And she asked me about the show and how I was doing and all that fun stuff. And yeah. So I also talked to Brian and he asked me about stuff. And I talked to him about things. And first time I ever ran across them was 2005 H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival. And they had their like t-shirt table over at one point. Or maybe it was the 2008. Anyway, it was one of those years that I first ran across those two. And I thought it was really cool, but, you know, perpetually broke. Because, you know, artist. Anyhow, it was cool talking to them. Cool people. Put on a hell of a party. Really enjoyed it. There was an awards ceremony. I did not go to it because I was hanging out with my friends. Getting rambly. Don't want to get too rambly. Stupid reviews. Did you know that you can rate, review, and subscribe to People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos and bitch about it being too rambly and give us 1 star or 2 stars? Or you can be like, People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos, I love that show. I'm going to give it 5 stars. I listen to it all the time. Anyway, you know, you can do what you want. You're an adult. So my dream of dreams, listeners, is a festival in the vein of H.P. LFF or CthulhuCon, kind of a, I don't know, of independent horror, film, print, audio, etc., etc. Maybe, you know, get Ken Hyde or Scott or Connor, Monster Kid Radio to talk, you know, panels. Love the panels. I love panels. Brian and Gwen know enough people through horror stuff that definitely do panels, you know, get some vendors out there, you know, not necessarily like current HPL Film Festival, but maybe more akin to like 2005, 2006 HPL Film Festival, where all the vendors were just upstairs and maybe along the side areas of the, you know, over by the pizza and the back wall of the main theater, but on the outside, you know, anyway. You know, you don't have to, you know, subvert the Hollywood Senior Center, you know, just expand the film festival a little bit more and not just independent film, but small press. Hey, yeah. Anyway, that's just me. H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival is pretty cool, but the Portland Film Festival is super awesome. Did you see how I recovered that? That's like when you accidentally say the wrong name and then you're like, is stupid and not nearly as beautiful as you. And hopefully it works. It doesn't work. It's a really shitty move too, and just own up to what you do. All right, next up we have Weird Book 35, Adrian Cole, Lily Lucchesi, C.R., Langill, John R. Fultz, I always mispronounce everyone's name, Janet Harriet, Christian Riley, K.A. Opperman, ever hear of the guy? Patrick Tumbertley, Daryl Schweitzer, ever hear of the guy? I know I have. Jessica Amanda Samonson. And of course, it is edited by Doug Dra, who is always nice enough to make sure that I get a copy of. If anyone from Wildside Press is out there listening, that book you have about Clark Ashton Smith, I'd love a copy to review. But I should probably actually write someone. So, Wildside Press sent me this. The 35th issue of Weird Book presents more stories in the Weird Tales tradition. Here are horror and dark fantasy stories set in this world and beyond. Include this time are Politations of the Tribe by Adrian Cole, The Dead of Night by Christian Riley, Mother of My Children by Bruce L. Pridley, The Man Who Murders Happiness by John R. Fultz, A Handful of Dust by Tom English, Revolution à l'Orange by Paul Lubitschewski, Friends of the Southern Plains by Patrick Tumblety, The Pyrrhic Crusade by Stanley B. Webb, The Migration of Memories by Charles Wilkinson, Marquettes by Tom St. John McIntosh, In the Shadows by J.S. Watts, The Spot by C.R. Langle, Schism in the Sky by Donald McCarthy, To Roam the Universe, Forgotten and Free by Janet Harriott, Rejuvenate by Lily Lucchesi, Vigil Night by Lorenzo Crescenti, Dead Clowns for Christmas by L.J. Dupe, and The Tale and the Teller by Daryl Schweitzer, plus poetry by K.A. Opperman, Frederick J. Meyer, James Matthew Byers, and Jessica Amanda Samonson. So yeah, really, really good. The poetry in it is always is really spot on, really good, really fun. So yeah, I really enjoyed this. The Migration of Memories by Charles Wilkinson is quite wonderful. It's what I'm currently working through right now, and it is really great. Here's a little bit right here. She had almost reached the entrance of the underground when she saw her husband for the fourth time since his death. Although he was in the guise of a 10-year-old, she recognized him without difficulty, sitting on a high stool in the window seat of an ice cream parlor with an ornate black and gold facade. He wore a striped jersey and long shorts of a type once fashionable in France. It's just fun language. I just enjoy it. Facade. How often do you get to say facade? Well, if you're me, all the time. What other one was I particularly fond of? I love all the poetry taken from the Chocho People's Holy Codex, Book of Cracked Jade, translated by Frederick J. Mayer, whichever. And no disrespect to Frederick, but I think it's Frederick J. Mayer, I'm hoping. Anyway, it's a fun one. I wish I would have had access to this when I was working on the Chocho episode. And yeah, really good fun story by Tom English, which starts out with a quote by T.S. Eliot, which I thought was quite fun. You know, here's a fun one from a fairly dark one is The Man Who Murders Happiness. So yeah, Queen of Bats by K.A. Opperman is, you know, kind of typical fare for K.A. Opperman. His stories about sexy, spooky ladies. So yeah, you know, if you like K.A. Opperman's, you know, fascination with gothic ladies, then his poetry will always be up your alley. And no, I'm not just saying that's all that he does, but that's what I've been seeing because, I guess, because of what I read. So maybe it's just me. But yeah, this whole episode, this whole issue, I got a review copy. I got a digital review copy a week back. So my sleep schedule, it's hard for me to remember what's what. I just had to answer a phone about missing an eye exam, which I got to do on Thursday. So this episode's going to be probably out on Wednesday the 14th. Or Thursday the 15th. So yeah. But it's going to be June, for sure. All right. But Weird Book 35. It's always fun to read a Weird Book. It's always a great magazine. I really recommend it. If you don't subscribe to Weird Book, if you don't know how to get it, go to wildsidepress.com and look for it. You're going to like it. I really recommend it. And What is this about, like $15? $12? Something like that. I don't know. I get them sent to me because I review it and tell you should pay money for it because it is worth whatever they're asking for, which I don't think they're asking too much for it. So, yeah, it helps support Weird Fiction. It helps support great authors and poets and always Weird Book. Wildsidepress.com. Send them something. See, you know, maybe someone will tell you, hey, good job, or try again. All right, enough of this. Thank you for listening to People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos. I've been your host, D.B. Spitzer. Yeah, this has been a little rambly of an episode, but I also didn't write anything down. I just kind of winged it. So, Yeah. We'll fix it. We'll fix it in editing. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And keep it squiggly and stay strange. No, that's not it. That's not it. Stay weird and keep it squiggly. Or stay squiggly and keep it weird. Well, you can choose one of those three. You can choose one of those three. Do what you want. All right. I'm not your boss. People's Guide to the Cthulhu Mythos. Thank you so much. And drive safe. Tip your waitstaff. And if you're drinking, don't drive. And if you're driving, don't drink. If you're listening on the bus, wave to the bus driver to let them know that you're leaving through the back door so you don't miss your stop. And thank the bus driver for doing a great job. If, you know, you're flying, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the flight. Take your shoes off. No, don't take your shoes off. I hate it when people do that because then it smells like feet everywhere. All right, enough of my tight five. People's Guide to Cthulhu Mythos. Go visit us at facebook.com, Twitter, Tumblr. No, not Tumblr. I'm not on Tumblr anymore. I quit that. Twitter, Instagram, and pgttcm.com and pgttcm.podbean.com. And that's where the RSS feed comes out of. And that is probably the first place that this episode will pop up. All right. Thank you for listening.
A screaming little girl, ghost girl, in our attic window. That's just on an old TV, like an old, like 21-inch TV we got from Walmart or something. The turned on side, and the neighbors love that one because it's pretty loud. She screams about every 30 seconds or so. And then they and stuff like that. But if you want to turn your house into a haunted house for Halloween, they're just so fucking cool. Like window effect, apartment.